S1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Arizona House lawmakers approving a measure to repeal the Civil War era abortion law. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is in Phoenix.
Three Republicans joined Democrats to repeal this law. So right now it passed the House. It means it has to go to the Senate next. And keep in mind, here in Arizona, Republicans control both the House and the Senate. So for three Republicans to join Democrats, that is a big deal. That is Matt Gress, Tim Dunn, and Justin Willmuth, all Republican representatives who joined Democrats.
The U.S. Supreme Court today heard arguments over Idaho's strict abortion law and whether doctors are required under a federal rule to perform emergency abortions when the mother's health is in danger. In New York, GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson visited Columbia University and condemned the pro-Palestinian protests and anti-Semitism on campus, raising safety concerns for Jewish students. He called for Columbia's president to resign. Protests over the Israel-Hamas war have spread to other college campuses. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin schools are turning to restraints and seclusion for discipline less often. The Department of Public Instruction says cases were down about 8% last school year. Tim Pirenboom is a DPI psychologist.
It's only supposed to be used as a last resort when the student's behavior presents a clear, present, imminent risk to physical safety.
The report says most schools reported zero cases last school year. High school athletes in Wisconsin will not get name, image, and likeness opportunities this year. A proposed amendment to the WIAA Constitution failed at a meeting of the governing body Wednesday. Executive Director Stephanie Hauser predicts the discussion is just starting. 31 states allow NIL deals for high schoolers, including Minnesota and Illinois. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Green Bay Correctional Institution in Alloway is 126 years old. And according to area officials and lawmakers like Representative David Steffen, it is long overdue to close.
GBCI is unstable. It is unhealthy. It is unsafe. And it's unsustainable. We can't be continuing this path.
Inmates at GBCI have been on modified movement since June 2023, meaning that they spend almost all of their time in their cells with no access to programs or services and no exercise. Appleton Downtown wants to make the area more dog-friendly, and they're asking dog owners to take a brief survey, which can be found on their Facebook page. Dog owners will be asked about events, public spaces, amenities, safety, and community engagement. Survey takes about 5 minutes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers lose again to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Their crew could not get on base, losing 2-1 in Pittsburgh. Pat Murphy was pleased by the debut of right-hander Tobias Myers, even though the first batter he faced, Andrew McCutchen, hit a home run.
I think sometimes getting punched early is probably a good thing, to be quite honest with you. I think that said it all, what he did the next, 15 outs.
NBA, the Bucks lost at home to the Pacers, 125-108. Milwaukee pulled within 4 points, then fell behind by 20 in the final period. Chris Middleton.
Siakam made some tough plays. Turner hit some shots. But I think for the most part, their pace after I missed shots just, killed us tonight.
Game 3 is Friday at 4 p.m. in Indy. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh, but mentioned this after the game.
My little brother in the stands the other day was, called the N-word. I didn't sit right with anybody in our, in our family.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight to a low around 30. For tomorrow, more sunshine with a few clouds in the afternoon and warmer, high near 60. Then rain rolls into the area tomorrow night and Friday, becoming breezy as well, highs upper 50s. And more showers and storms around for the weekend and cooler. Right now it's 48.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town. More visits and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
The Wisconsin Grassroots Network's 15th Annual Festival is coming Saturday, May 4th.
3, 2, 1!
Get up! Get out of here! Go!
Back at the track! Gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warning track at the wall, and it is gone. Jackson Chourio.
Hoskins, a high fly ball deep left field. Newt Barr retreating back to the track. It is way out of here.
Tonight, the crew takes on the Pittsburgh Pirates at PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
Walker at the fence. See you later. We're tied. Bryce Turan.
High drive. Deep right. Where's it going to land?
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Another chilly night in Pittsburgh, but the Brewers and Pirates getting set for Game 3 of this four-game series. Hello, everybody, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you from PNC Park here in Pittsburgh tonight. The Brewers trying to get on the board in this series. They've dropped the first two games of this series in very close fashion, 4-2 on Monday, and a 2-1 loss last night at the hands of Pittsburgh. And the Brewers will turn to a former Pirate, Bryce Wilson, to take the ball for the crew here tonight. And it'll be a bit of a bullpen day today for Pittsburgh. They will start with the lefty Josh Fleming. How long he goes remains to be seen. The thought was that they would have a bulk guy coming in next in Quinn Priester, but he's now slated to start on Friday. So could see a lot of different pitchers from the Pirates over the course of this one here tonight. Brewers and Pirates, Game 3 of this four-game series. The On Deck Show, built by Menards, continues when we return. I'll sit down with Josh Maurer after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Grassroots Network's 15th Annual Festival is coming Saturday, May 4th at Lawrence University in Appleton. The festival encourages networking and is an ideal place for connecting with citizens who are looking to get involved. Attendees from all over Wisconsin will meet progressive community organizations who share values such as democracy, justice, equality, and the environment. There'll be nationally recognized speakers, breakout sessions, tabling, bands, and Garrison Keillor. For more information, go online to wigrassrootsnetwork.com.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, 9 lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, Yadish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Yadish & Jones and Signature Homes by Yadish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Yadish & Jones, then
call the movers.
Jay.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, Bill Bi-Menards. Brewers and Pirates getting set for Game 3 from Pittsburgh here tonight. It is a chilly, cloudy night, a little bit of breeze, but it'll be pleasant enough to play a baseball game. You'll want to have a jacket on if you're here at the ballpark in Pittsburgh. Josh, when we look at this series so far, and really going back over the last week plus, you know, it was the Brewers' offense that really carried them through the first 14, 15 games. Despite all the turmoil with this pitching staff, they're pitching the ball pretty well, and they've pitched it well in this series also.
You know, you look at the first two games, the reason that the Brewers don't have a win has nothing to do with the arms. In fact, they've only given up 3 earned runs total in the series, and a couple of those came on solo homers by Andrew McCutchen. So the pitching has been terrific. You got Tobias Myers' major league debut last night going better than I think anybody could have really legitimately hoped for. So the question is, can you get the bats back going again? It's been hard, as Pat Murphy told the media before the game. It's been hard to get a consistent offense without Christian Yelich, who had been off to such a great start to the season. And look, Yelich's not coming back, at least not for the next few days. So they're going to have the guys that are in there start to step it up again.
Yeah, guys like Blake Perkins, who were a big part of that offensive success in Cincinnati and in Baltimore, and did some really good things as well in St. Louis at the front part of this road trip. Those are guys that were helping to really fill that absence of Christian Yelich. But inevitably, guys are going to get hot. Guys are going to slow down. Brewers had a lot of guys hot at the same time, and so the offense is putting up big numbers. And now you only have one hit from William Contreras in this series. You don't have a hit from Willy Adames in this series. And that explains it. I mean, that is, those are the guys that are going to do damage and going to be the productive hitters for you over the course of the season. Over the 162. We will sit down with the manager, Pat Murphy, and talk about last night and tonight when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota. Let's go places.
Brian, why are you stacking books on the floor?
I want to stand while I work. Standing desks are all the rage these days.
Well, it's a good thing that these desks move up and down. You did know that, right?
What? They do?
Yeah. We're not messing around here.
This is great. Now, only if I had a chair to swivel around in.
Do you just not pay attention to everybody else's desks?
Well, no wonder I'm not getting much done these days.
Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, the official moving and furniture provider of GKB Milwaukee.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, the Pat Murphy Show, brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, another close one last night, but the silver lining last night is the way Tobias Myers threw the ball. Really impressive, especially after the way that it started for him to lock in and get you 5 quality innings.
No doubt. Kid making his major league debut and giving us that start, it's tremendous. Really happy for the kid. Something you should cherish when you can watch a kid make his major league debut and it turns out so well. And I think it's, you know, a sign of good things to come.
When you get punched in the mouth right away like that, I mean, for some guys it might not be the best thing, but clearly we found out with him that he just got tougher from that point forward. What does that tell you about just him from a personality standpoint?
There's no doubt. I mean, this kid's been through a lot. He's been with 5 organizations, finally makes his major league debut and does well. But, yeah, I think the McCutchen home run let him know, okay, man, I'm in the big leagues. I need to get after it. And he sure did.
We heard so much about his fastball going in, but I thought he mixed it up a lot, too. It's not just a fastball with him.
No question. You know, his breaking ball, his cutter, and his split were all working last night, and he attacked the zone. That was the greatest thing, is that his race to two strikes was pretty good, and he went right at him.
Speaking of, you know, good news with the pitching front, with Tobias pitching like he did, some more good news in that Robert Gasser's back in affiliated baseball. He pitched today for the Nashville Sounds and four good innings from him, and it sounded like his stuff was what it should be as well.
Well, it's great news. Gasser's, you know, one of our top 15, 16 guys, and eight of those guys are injured right now. So to get him off the injured list and get him pitching for us, and God knows we need the help with what Tobias did yesterday and so many of these other young guys have done for us, you know, to try to sustain Major League Baseball's success and have that many pitchers out. You know, one thing is trading a guy like Burns, that's going to leave a mark, so to speak, but not having Woody, you know, and then Miley, DL, and Junis all down out of the rotation. Really, you got two guys left in the rotation that and other guys filling in, and these injuries are piling up. So to have Gasser throw so well, it's a sign of great things. I'm sure he'll be up here soon.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Are you serious about fun? Shop your boat club, formerly Herget Sports Shop in Oshkosh. With brands like Patagonia, Free People Movement, Helly Hansen, Telec, Hyperlite, and Old Town, they've got you covered from head to toe. Your boat club sports shop has adventure rentals like boats, e-bikes, fat tire bikes, kayaks, and more. No matter your lifestyle, your boat club has a membership option for you. Take the hassle out of boating and enjoy the best parts of being on the water. Check them out today at 1232 North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes, and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
MJ.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Murph, Bryce Wilson gets the ball for you tonight. He pitched so well in that start last Wednesday against the Padres. And what was a bullpen day, he was so efficient, he was even able to go a little bit further in that game than maybe you originally planned.
Yeah, I mean, Bryce is capable. He's started in the big leagues before. He understands it. He knows what he needs to do. I'm very comfortable with him going out there anytime he takes the baseball for us. I'm feeling good about it.
It looks like an opener situation with the Pirates tonight. How does that impact how you try to put your lineup card together? Because it's always a little bit of a guessing game when somebody rolls like this.
There's no doubt. I mean, he's had history as going as many as three innings. I don't think that'll be the case. I think it's either one inning or maybe two innings, since he sees some lefties at the bottom. He's very effective against lefties, but we took that into consideration when we constructed our lineup. and we have a pretty good plan going forward that'll I think give us a chance to do the same type of damage we can versus whoever's out there.
Murph, we appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
Thanks a million.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, don't miss out on the unmatched consistency of a Schneider driving job. With our industry-leading selection of driving options, you'll find a job with the freight, home time, and schedule you've been looking for. Plus, Schneider drivers operate state-of-the-art, well-maintained equipment and have access to award-winning benefits and a 24/7 support team. Don't wait. Find a job that offers the stability you need to fuel your career. Search jobs and apply today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
We're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on popcorn.
10-ounce Skinny Pop or 16-ounce Bailey Popcorn, both $4.69 each.
I can run the hot prices on popcorn.
Skinny Pop or Bailey Popcorn, both $4.69.
Save big time money on your favorite popcorn.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employees.
Brewers and Pirates, it's the Brewers trying to get on the board with a win in this series. Two to go tonight and tomorrow afternoon from PNC Park. Welcome back to the On Deck Show. It's built by Menards. I'm Josh Maurer. It's time for the keys to the game. They're presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup. Like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. But for the crew, they have to get the bats going, and that's the big key for me. Over the course of the last three games, Milwaukee only 5 runs total. And the biggest thing, why would you not score? You're not getting hits with runners in scoring position. The last three games, Brewers are 1-for-10 with a runner at second or third base. That was the Owen Miller game-winning hit on Sunday at Busch Stadium. They don't have a hit with a runner in scoring position here over the first two games of the series. So that's how you do it. How do you get the offense going? When there are guys that can be driven in, you got to get a few knocks to drive them home. The injury report is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Pat Murphy gave the media a few updates on the injured starting pitchers. Wade Miley, who had an MRI done on his elbow yesterday, they said that the results were a bit inconclusive. So the Brewers are waiting for further testing on that elbow to see the extent of the injury. Of course, you're hoping that it's nothing serious. But Miley placed onto that injured list at the beginning of the series, joining Jacob Junis and D.L. Hall. On that injured list, Junis got hit during batting practice in a freak accident here a couple of days ago. They're hoping that that has not produced a serious issue. Concussion was what they were looking for, and they're hoping that that is not the case with Jacob Junis. When we come back here to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, we're joined by Brewers co-hitting coach Ozzie Timmons, and he's going to run through some of the guys who have had a great start to the season with the bats. Talking hitting with Ozzie right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. Protect your roof with SealMist white elastomeric roof coating. It has a 10-year warranty, reflects sunlight, and saves you money on energy costs. Pick up a 4.75-gallon pail of SealMist white elastomeric roof coating on sale now through April 28th. Visit the store and Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit PaceBig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
On Deck Show, Built by Menards continues from Pittsburgh. The Brewers and the Pirates are coming up tonight, and we're happy to welcome on tonight's pregame guest, Ozzie Timmons, the great hitting coach for the club. How you doing, Oz?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you. Always good to get your thoughts. We're going to talk about some more individual hitters here, and I want to ask you about the big free agent acquisition, Reese Hoskins. The big bopper in the middle of the order hit another homer here in Pittsburgh. What have you seen from Reese thus far for a guy who's coming off of an entire year where he couldn't play?
Well, he's anxious to be back out there. He's happy to be back out there and an opportunity to play every day again. Not that he didn't have it in Philly, but missing a whole year is just the energy. I'm back on the field again. I'm ready to go. And sometimes he gets a little anxious too and swing outside of himself. And I've been watching Reese since 2017. In AAA, when he was one of the best hitters in AAA, and he's always had great command of the zone, and he's always prepared knowing what the pitcher has, and I think that's been a big part of him helping us this year, is that he come in with a lot of knowledge of the league and knows what he's trying to do and knowing these pitchers in and out. So it helps our younger guys, because he always talks up in the meetings about what he sees and how pitchers approach him, and I think it helps our younger guys relax a little bit, especially when you have him in the middle of the lineup, and now William and Willie and guys that's hitting in front of him get better pitches to hit because they know they have to pitch to him.
And speaking of veteran presence to help young guys, you have a lot of young guys who have been playing pretty much every day. The headliner is Jackson Chourio. Yeah. As a 20-year-old, to be an everyday player in the major leagues, it's almost unheard of. A little bit of ups and downs, peaks and valleys. What would you say you have seen so far from young Jackson?
The one thing I like about him is he's never seems overmatched. He has a ton of confidence. He believes in himself. But as a young guy, when he fails, he wears it on his shoulders, right? Instead of just, all right, I got another at bat coming. So sometimes he'll have his moments where he gets down on himself, which he really doesn't. It's just, and half the time when he makes out, he's chasing out of his zone also, which is most hitters. But as a young hitter, I think he's trying to prove a little bit, trying to do a little bit too much. And if he just sit back and relax and let the game come to him as well, I mean, he'll be all right. And his speed, that's another thing that's going to always keep him in the lineup also, because he can have a swinging bunt like he did last night and beat it out and steal some bases for you. So he's a complete player, and he's exciting to watch. I just think sometimes as a young player, you get down when you don't get a hit every time.
Yeah, I've gone on record on the radio saying that I think someday he's going to lead the National League in infield hits. That's how quick he is. And he can just put the ball in play and use that speed to get aboard. Ozzie Timmons, our guest here on the On Deck Show. It's Built by Menards from Pittsburgh. Bryce Terang's offense looks like that's taken a gigantic leap from his first to his second year. Why has that been the case?
Just like another thing, he's controlling the zone. He's not trying to do too much. Last year, I think he was trying to do too much, trying to hit for power. He's taking what they're giving him. He's laying down his bunts. And he can juice the ball, so you can't play him cheap in the outfield, so you still have to respect him. So I think just more control of his zone and more control of his body and body awareness. So he's been good with that. And I think another thing is just letting the game come to him and not trying to do too much.
What we've seen from Blake Perkins so far this season, this does not look like a mirage, right? I mean, this seems like this is real for a guy who's been able to hit from both sides of the plate.
This guy can play, man, and he can hit. And he has an understanding of what he does well. And I think his biggest strength is being able to show a bunt and lay one down so it draws the infield in, open up more holes for him. And he's capitalizing on it. And he came in not as timid as last year. Last year, I think he was just trying to feel his way. First time in the big leagues, don't want to make a mistake and kind of playing cautious. This year, he's more aggressive at the plate and defensively, and I think that's helped him.
Great stuff, Ozzie. Thanks for rolling through some players with us.
You got it. Anytime, man.
There he is, Ozzie Timmons, Brewers hitting coach, joining us here from Pittsburgh on the On Deck Show, Built by Menards. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for the Brewers and the Buccos on the Brewers Radio Network.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addison Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addison Jones and Signature Homes by Addison Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addison Jones, then
call the Movers.
Are you serious about fun? Shop your boat club, formerly Herget Sports Shop in Oshkosh. With brands like Patagonia, Free People Movement, Helly Hansen, Telec, Hyperlite, and Old Town, they've got you covered from head to toe. Your boat club sports shop has adventure rentals like boats, e-bikes, fat tire bikes, kayaks, and more. No matter your lifestyle, your boat club has a membership option for you. Take the hassle out of boating and enjoy the best parts of being on the water. Check them out today at 1232 North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh.
WTMJ.
Last night, it's the Brewers and the Pirates from PNC Park. Game 3 of 4 in this series. And welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Josh Maurer here. Time to get you the starting lineups presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure, visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Brewers have really mixed things up in their lineup tonight for manager Pat Murphy. It'll be a bullpen day for the Pirates, as we've discussed, and William Contreras has moved into the leadoff spot. Just the second time this season, he bats first. He'll do the catching. And Willy Adames, for the first time all year, he's batting second. Adames is the shortstop. How about Owen Miller batting third? He'll be the first baseman tonight, just his second start of the year with the crew. Reese Hoskins will be the designated hitter and the cleanup man again. And Blake Perkins again in that five spot. Perkins is the center fielder. Joey Ortiz, the third baseman, is batting sixth. And Sal Frelick, after a night off, is back in there batting seventh. Frelick is in left. Jackson Churio down to the eighth spot on the lineup card. Churio's in right field. And then Bryce Terang, the second baseman, will round out the lineup. Again, a bullpen day, starting with the veteran left-hander Josh Fleming for the Buccos. Meanwhile, Bryce Wilson gets his second start ever with the Brewers. Then here's the Pittsburgh lineup. Pirates trying to take the first three games of the series. They've put Connor Joe into the starting lineup tonight, and Joe will play left field and lead off. Brian Reynolds is the designated hitter. He's hitting second. And Key Brian Hayes will again man the hot corner, and he bats third. Former Brewer Rowdy Tellez has been the cleanup batter and first baseman the whole series for Derek Shelton. And then Jack Sawinski is the center fielder. He's batting fifth. Edward Olivares is a former Kansas City Royal. We're getting our first look at Olivares here in the series. He bats sixth and plays right field. O'Neill Cruz, the Brewer killer. He's the shortstop and number seven batter. Second baseman Jared Triolo is hitting eighth. And then the former number one overall pick, Henry Davis, does the catching and rounds out the order to face Bryce Wilson. It's the Brewers and the Pirates. Wednesday night baseball coming up from PNC Park. And when we return to the On Deck Show built by Menards, once again, you'll hear from Lane Grindle. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Hey, Bob, what are you planting over there?
Oh, hey, Tony, check out my brat farm.
Brat farm?
Yeah, got some nice Usinger's Cajuns over there, some pre-cooked here, and my favorites, the Mr. Baseball's brats right there by the canned corn.
Do you think they're actually going to grow?
Oh, you betcha. You should see some of the knockwurst I got out of here last year.
That's amazing.
Hey, this green thumb isn't just from foul tips, buddy.
I usually get my Usinger's brats at the store.
If you can't grow them, buy them. Whatever works, man.
Usinger's and baseball. It's just not summer without them.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Built for Us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Brewers and Pirates, Game 3. The first pitch is just moments away after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Temperatures have significantly dropped here late in the afternoon into the early evening in Pittsburgh. We were up near 60, and it's dropped at least 10 degrees, I would say, in the last 60 to 90 minutes. So it's a chilly night on a Wednesday off the banks of the Allegheny. Game 3 of the series is coming up. Brewers and the Pirates. Josh, back to wrap up the On Deck Show built by Menards, and we'll do it with a drive around the league presented by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Final from Busch Stadium earlier today. The Cardinals win a rubber match against the defending NL champion Arizona Diamondbacks. They do so 5-1, and they beat their old teammate Jordan Montgomery in doing so. Montgomery now pitching for Arizona. He went 7 innings, but gave up 3 runs. And it was another good start for Oliver Marmol by Kyle Gibson, the veteran. We saw him pitch really well against the Brewers earlier in the road trip. Gibson just 1 run in 6 innings. So after being swept by the Crew, St. Louis takes 2 of 3 in their series against Arizona. Coming up later on here as we get going into Pittsburgh, about the same time, first pitch at Great American Ballpark, Phillies and Cincinnati Reds. Game 3 of what will be a 4-game set there. Great pitching matchup tonight. Spencer Turnbull, who's been a revelation for Philadelphia early in the season, and Nick Lodolo for the Reds. Since coming off the injured list, 2-0 with a 0.75 earned run average, Lodolo. Cincinnati's won 4 of the first 5 games of their homestand. Cubs hosting the Astros again tonight under the lights at Wrigley Field, and they've got Jameson Taillon on the bump. Cubs won last night. The Astros are really, really scuffling. And Chicago, that coupled with the Brewers losing a couple of games here in Pittsburgh, they have moved to within just a half a game of first place in the Central Division. They did get some bad news earlier today, though. Cody Bellinger has been placed onto the injured list. He suffered a broken rib last night, so no Bellinger. We're going to play Craig Council's team at Wrigley coming up at the beginning of May, and we won't see Bellinger in that series. Final from earlier today out by the Bay in San Francisco, the Mets, who had gotten hot. Then they were cooled off. They snapped their 3-game skid, though, 8-2. They beat the Giants. The Giants got bad news. Their big free agent signing pitcher, Blake Snell, had to go onto the injured list, and then they lose to the Mets by a score of 8-2 out in San Fran. Here comes Josh Fleming leading the Pirates out onto the field. Fleming making his first start as a member of the Pirates. Had spent his big league career with Tampa Bay prior to this season. He had had a few starts. Lane will get into that a little bit more, but this is a bullpen game essentially tonight. And so you figure 2, maybe 3 innings most from the 27-year-old Fleming. Speaking of Lane Grindle, here he is. He's got your first inning play-by-play.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. A reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. And time to tell you about our quick trip around the bases presented by Hershey's. Tonight's contestant is Don Moss from Fitchburg. Not Pittsburgh, Fitchburg. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Don will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's and Quick Trip to NRC stores for details. William Contreras, first pitch swinging, and he lines one into left center field for a base hit. So Contreras in the leadoff spot for the second time this year. Remember, he homered off of Burns in Baltimore a couple of Sundays ago, and he lines a solid single into left center against the lefty Josh Fleming to start this game up. Contreras' second hit of this series, and now here's Willie Adames. Got underway at 6:42, 54 degrees. First pitch to Adames is chopped foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. Kent is in my ear telling me 51 degrees. We want to be accurate, so I don't want to exaggerate by 3 degrees. It's 51 degrees at first pitch here in Pittsburgh.
Doesn't it feel even cooler than that?
I might have guessed 41. Nothing in one here on Adames. Fleming looks in, and the pitch. And Willie took a strike. That was a changeup right at the knees, and it's nothing in two. Adames hitting .287 on the year with 3 home runs and 11 driven in. Does not have a hit in this series so far. 0-2 pitch, and Willie took down and away with a changeup. It's 1-2. Trying to get that Brewers offense jump-started. It's been one of the nice surprise stories, if you will, to begin this year in Major League Baseball. It's been one of the top offenses in baseball. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball towards short. Gloved by Cruz. He flips to second and then on for, to first in time for the 6-4-3 double play. Taylor made. Ground ball. Bringing Cruz towards the second base bag. He scooped it up. A little flip to Triolo, the second baseman, and an easy turn for him. So two down, and a promising start to the inning is now two outs and nobody on for Owen Miller. Miller had the big hit against St. Louis on Sunday in that well-pitched game between Colin Ray and Sonny Gray. And Miller takes outside. It's 1-0. Fleming's pitch is popped up foul and out of play. First base side. It's 1-1. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbless. Liss is more. 1-1 is in there with a strike on a fastball at 88. And it's 1-2 on Owen. Fleming brings home the 1-2 pitch, and this is a fly ball into shallow right field. Coming in is Olivares. Underneath of it makes the catch, and the inning is over. Led off with a single from Contreras, but a double play ball from Adames and a fly out from Owen Miller. And we're off to the bottom of the first. Brewers nothing, and the Pirates coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Are you serious about fun? Shop your boat club, formerly Hergert Sports Shop in Oshkosh. With brands like Patagonia, Free People Movement, Helly Hansen, Telec, Hyperlite, and Old Town, they've got you covered from head to toe. Your boat club sports shop has adventure rentals like boats, e-bikes, fat tire bikes, kayaks, and more. No matter your lifestyle, your boat club has a membership option for you. Take the hassle out of boating and enjoy the best parts of being on the water. Check them out today at 1232 North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Shop Pick and Save for your tailgate. Earn a free Brewers ticket for every $50 spent with your Fresh Perks card at Pick and Save now through April 16th. Visit pickandsave.com/brewers for full details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
The mall.
Bryce Wilson makes his second start of the season for the Crew. His eighth appearance in a 0-0 ball game here, bottom of the first. Connor Joe to lead things off for the Pirates here tonight. Wilson made a start last Wednesday against the Padres. Pitch is in there for a strike and it's 0-1. 3 2/3 of scoreless baseball. The Brewers went on to win that game 1-0. He was very efficient as well in his 3 2/3. 0-1, that's a little low, and it's one ball and one strike. Joe, then Reynolds, and Key Brian Hayes scheduled to hit third for Pittsburgh here tonight. Wilson brings home the 1-1 pitch, missed outside, two balls and one strike. Wilson did pitch in relief in that Cardinals series, an inning and a third, just 12 pitches for him. That was back on the 20th, 2-1, swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Essentially treat that like a bullpen day. 12 pitches in the game. More than that to get yourself ready to go before you came into the game. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Joe strikes out swinging on a nice curveball down and away. It's an ortho ASAP strikeout for Wilson.
And there's one away for Brian Reynolds. Brewers Baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste, only 96 calories. It's Miller time. So here's Reynolds, 1-for-5 in the series. And Wilson's first offering to him in there with a strike. On a cut fastball at the very top of the zone, it's 0-1. Mark Wegner, the crew chief, calls the balls and strikes tonight. Tom Hanahan's at first, Jeremy Rehak at second, and Clint Bondrak at third. Sinker missed down and in, and it's 1-1 on Reynolds. Brewers in those road grays, Pirates with the black tops and the white pants. Pitches down and in with a two-seamer. Ran that one up at 95 miles per hour, but it's a ball and it's 2-1. Brewers left to right in the outfield. Frelick, Perkins, Churio. Ortiz is at third, Adames at short. 2-1 is lined in past the glove of Miller, but foul up the first baseline. Owen reached out, tried to snag it. Had a little bit of a hook on it and ended up landing foul. So it's 2-2 here on Reynolds. Terang's at second. Just told you Miller at first, and Contreras does the catching of Bryce Wilson. 2-2 pitch. Just missed outside of the fastball, and the count goes full at 3-2. Bryce spent part of 21 and all of 22 with these Pirates. And for the most part, he was a starting pitcher for Pittsburgh during his time here. 3-2, curveball missed low, and he walked him. So a strikeout, then a walk. Pirates have their first base runner of this game, and Key Brian Hayes will be the batter.
Third baseman,
Bryce, of course, time in Atlanta before he found himself in Pittsburgh. Had a great postseason start for Atlanta in the 2020 postseason. First pitch to Hayes is over but low, and it's 1-0. Ended up making 28 starts out of 33 appearances in that year and a half or so that he was with the Pirates. 1-0. Up and in, 2-0 on Hayes. Hayes 2-for-8 in the series. Comes into tonight with a little mini four-game hitting streak. Reynolds gets his lead from first, being held on by Miller. The 2-0 pitch popped him up. This one on the infield. Bryce Terang is calling for it. A couple of steps backward on the dirt. Makes the catch for the second out. Two down for Rowdy Tellez. You've heard us talking about it, this flash sale. A $5 flash sale. It's presented by Festival Foods. It is for that Rays series coming up the 29th of April through May 1st. Here's what it means. $5 for Lowe's outfield, Lowe's bleachers, and terrace level sections. If you want to get to a Brewers game, there's not going to be a better way to do it in terms of value. Tellez takes low. It's 1-0. They've extended the sale through Sunday the 28th. So you got a little bit more time to get yourself to brewers.com/flash sale. And get your hands on those tickets, although you won't get your hands on the tickets. The 1-0 is in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Get them delivered to your ballpark app. One ball and one strike on Tellez. 2 outs, and Tellez drives one out to center. Going back is Perkins. Couple of steps in front of the warning track, now drifting onto the track. He makes the catch. And the inning is over. Tellez thought maybe he got it off the bat. Cool night. Ballpark held it. He hit it to one of the deepest parts of the park. 0 put up by Bryce Wilson. In the bottom of the first, we head to the second. No score on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like.
and believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say Vibrantly Tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA. Your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
No score as we go to the top of the second inning. And Reese Hoskins leads off against the lefty Fleming, who is back out there for a second inning on the mound. First pitch to Hoskins in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. He is the cleanup hitter tonight. It's brought to you by Loyal Family Renovations. Fleming's 0-1. Hoskins takes down and in, and it's a ball and a strike. Clean up any home damage and call them for a free inspection. Family-owned and operated, LoyalFamilyRenovations.com. 1-1 pitch. Hoskins swings on it and fouls it back. And it's 1-2. Fleming did go three innings earlier this year. That was the opening weekend of the season against Miami. He was a starter for a chunk of the season last year, but has been exclusively out of the bullpen for the Pirates. His time is called by Mark Wegner. And Hoskins is using his timeout, so he steps out of the box. Remember, the Rays had all those starting pitching injuries last year. Drew Rasmussen, Tyler Glasnow, McClanahan. And so Fleming made quite a few starts last year for Tampa Bay. Rolled foul, third base side. It's 1-2. I say quite a few. He made three over 12 outings, but the point is he did make some starts. He threw 51 and two-thirds innings in those 12 outings. Hoskins takes outside, two balls and two strikes. He's been good so far this year for Pittsburgh. See how long they roll with him here tonight. The 2-2 is a ground ball up the third baseline. Charging it is Hayes. Plenty of time to throw it to first and retire Hoskins for the first out. And that'll bring up Blake Perkins. Perkins 0 for 7 in the series. Average has dipped down to 309 with two home runs and six driven in. Flips around right-handed to bat against the lefty Fleming. 28 years of age for the lefty. And the pitch to Perkins misses low. It's 1-0. Debuted in the 2020 COVID season. Pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. So Fleming, a former teammate of Willie Adames's. Rays, of course, went to the World Series against the Dodgers in Arlington, Texas. 1-1, missed outside, two balls and one strike. That'll be a trivia question someday. There are a lot of great moments in that World Series when you think back to it. 2-1's inside, three balls and one strike. Corey Seager going crazy at the plate in what would be his future home ballpark. And the Brett Phillips moment. 3-1, a swing and a miss at a sinker down and away. And the count is full on Blake. It's 3-2. Dodgers prevailed in that 2020 World Series. 3-2, missed outside. Nice at bat from Perkins. He works a walk. And the Brewers have a one-out base runner. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference, and that'll get Joey Ortiz to the plate. Well, if you haven't tried Pine River Cold Pack Cheese Spreads yet, don't wait another inning. Whether you put it on a cracker, maybe you spread it on a Usinger brat, that would work too. First pitch to Ortiz is a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. It's good any way you want to have those Pine River Cold Pack Cheese Spreads. Big fan of the Swiss and almond. Asiago cheese, wonderful. 0-1, and Ortiz lifts the fly ball into right. This is very playable. Coming in is Olivares, and he squeezes it for the second out. Two down now for Sal Frelick.